Geico Honda, Mike LaRocco. Hey, pretty solid day for you guys. You got the red plate. Has to feel pretty good. And Will Hahn hole shot again. Bogle had a decent day. So,
Yeah, overall, definitely a good day. I mean, we had some luck our way for the red plate. I guess not necessarily that we got it, but you know, now it's a 26-point turnaround. So that went well. And, yeah, Will's definitely got them starts down. So, yeah, really good day. That, you know, maybe not the best day for Zach, but overall, I think everybody was pretty solid.
Yeah, what was his deal, do you think? He wasn't that good in practice either, so I don't know, like, if he just didn't gel with the track or...
You know, he actually looked really, got right out of way first practice and looked comfortable. And then second practice, he had an electrical problem. And then kind of like after that, he missed practice. And then he kind of was just off a tick the rest of the day. So.
And how much are you working with Eli now and helping him? And obviously John's a big part of his program, but he's really on a roll right now.
Yeah, you know what? It's just, most people know by now when he's on, and kind of right now he's definitely on, and you know he's been getting. Today, like Washougal was good starts, and you know to get that first one behind him, it seems like when he figures something out, he kind of builds, and this week I wouldn't say he got great starts, but man, he was really fast today, and it just kind of everything came easy.
Myshak was giving Hahn some shit about going backwards, the opposite of the RC hard charger. But for real, though, he led like 8-9 laps today, so that's a start.
Yeah, and the pace is fast. So, yep. I mean, Will right now, he came off missing the first few rounds, and it seems like as tough as everything is right now, you get a little bit of edge off,
right.
And then it bites you because it seems like everybody's going fast.
I'm guessing you're not working with him on his starts because you weren't exactly the whole shot guy.
Yeah, but those who can't teach.
Oh yeah, good one. Hey, last question for you. This is probably your favorite track. You had some incredible races here over your career. You always like coming back here?
Yeah, this definitely was one of my favorite tracks. It just had a little bit of everything. It got really rough and you know, I was kind of watching how Eli went through traffic. It just always one of those tracks that everybody's going fast, but it still seemed like there was ways to pass.
And
it just seemed like.
Were you guys talking about, sorry, this is the real last question. A lot of riders I talked to said that real hard base today, real weird Millville. Did you hear that from your guys too?
Yeah, it looked like they didn't start as wet as normal. Mm-hmm. I mean, like they came off practice with really fairly clean bikes and no real weight to them. So normally it's faster second practice where a track breaks in. Yep. So yeah, it was definitely different. And I assume they were scared of rain and whatnot, but still, it wasn't rough in practice, but by second moto, it's pretty rough.
All right, thank you.
Yeah.
Thanks, Mike.